Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're 1 week away from the draft.
I'm ready.
1 week away. We're going to hear from Nick Caserio at 11 o'clock. What will he say? I think it's going to be processes, all that type of stuff. We'll hear. We'll
take the information, process it.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't make them sound like a buzzkill.
It's all about making your team better.
I am as up for this as I've been all draft season. Don't make him sound like a buzzkill.
It's all about making your team better. Nah, he's feeling it, man. We'll see how it goes. I'm very excited to hear what he has to say, Nick Caserio. Astros yesterday. I don't even know. Like, do we have to kick people in the nuts and tell them that the Astros are in a weird spot? 6-14. I'm more excited about Justin Verlander tomorrow and just seeing what he's got. I mean, that's really, I'm gonna look ahead. I'm gonna take this first 1/8 of the season and I'm going to put it to the side. Justin Verlander's up. They sent down Forrest Chump. So Forrest Chump is down. Run, Forrest, run back to minor leagues where you belong. He's gone and we'll get to watch Verlander tomorrow. I'm just gonna sit here and appreciate it. It is what it is.
I get it. But you're telling me that the most exciting part of the baseball team here in Houston right now is an injured, ailing 41-year-old starter?
Yes, I am. That is exactly what I'm saying.
Life comes at you fast as hell, man. Because I mean, I can't disagree with you. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I can't disagree with you. But at the same time, what a sad, sad, sad place to be. And then also with me and Verlander, like, I'm not sure if that's enough. We talked to Spo yesterday, and he mentioned – like, yeah, he's gonna come out there and more than likely give you a quality start, give you, you know, a professional outing or something like that is how he worded it. But is that enough? Like, is that enough to even, like, I know that helps, but they're so bad right now. They're so disjointed. They've got so many different holes and ailments throughout their roster, how it's constructed and how they're playing right now.
So you're doing it.
I don't know if that's going to be enough.
You're doing it. You're kicking people in the nuts.
I just don't want to give them false hope. Like, hey, Justin Verlander, 41-year-old ailing Justin Verlander gets here.
It's more about just enjoying it.
Yeah,
we'll enjoy it. It's not about anything other than enjoying what Justin Verlander once was, what he's done for you, all that type of stuff. It's not about, oh, yeah, this is a real reason for hope. That's where we are.
But all the other times when we've enjoyed the Justin Verlander experience, we weren't talking about being at the very bottom of the AL West standings. We weren't talking about being the second worst
you're doing it, B-Scott.
In all of the American
League. You're doing it.
Hate to spit that real.
Yeah, just
hate to spit that real to y'all.
Let him be. 6-14. That's where we are.
You know, how about I just tell
and by the way
that to look at the back of the baseball cards and everything will be okay.
Oh, yeah, which,
maybe that's what I should do.
Yeah, and that manager they got is the biggest puppet that this town has had since David Culley.
Not a great moment.
He sucks.
Not a great moment.
The thing is that he might not have a roster to work with, but even if he did, they would be fighting an uphill battle because he's a puppet. Puppet. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if Jeb Bagwell was a part of the process of bringing him in. He's a puppet. This Joe Espada guy, yeah. Not great.
Part of the process of hiring Joe Espada? Jeff Bagwell?
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Of course he was.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the brain trust.
That's it right there.
And he's repeating the company line, talking about the back of the baseball card. Unbelievable. So we have that. We have the draft a week away. Nick Caserio going to speak. Texans, no first-round pick. This is an interesting draft because I really don't know if listing needs is even a necessity at this point, especially without a first-round pick. I almost think you have to reevaluate after day one and figure out, what the hell am I going to do? Because you're at the mercy of day one. You got to sit back and watch. Listing needs for me is not even a necessity until after. And then you can see what the opportunities are and all that. But like normally you'll list three needs. I'm not to the point where I'm even worried about listing needs until day one concludes in a week.
Well, I thought that immediately after they traded out of the first round, even before Stephon Diggs became part of the equation, I figured, hey, if you follow what people are saying about the draft, they'll say, hey, it's, you know, somewhat top heavy with some guys that could be stars, but then throughout it, it's just a bunch of like decent players. Like I don't know if you needed to necessarily even be in the first round to get a good player. That to me is what the trade told me initially, and I still think that. So, yeah, no, I'm not as focused on need as much as I'm focused on, you hear them talk about value. What's the value for the type of players that you're going to be able to find in that second round, day two, day three? The depth of the draft is the more fascinating part, which, you know, maybe that's not as fun for a lot of people. They want to just see the big top names. But I think specifically for the Texans, the depth of the draft is what's going to be most fascinating.
Yeah. The depth.
Like they'll be able to get good players past the second round, more than likely.
Well, I also think there's a certain amount of trust now that wasn't the case a year ago, where you're not necessarily pounding the table because it took a very short time for the Texans to earn trust and earn the benefit of the doubt. And I think on the other hand, if we want to connect it to the previous best team on town, it took very short time for them to ruin trust. I mean, and that's where the Astros are right now. I mean, you got some guy walking around being baseball hardo and talking about why he likes Abreu and baseball cards. And now here you are with the manager that's saying the same thing that thing was saying. So I think it's taken a short time for the Texans. I mean, I say short. I mean, obviously there was a process and there was a lot of distrust. But I don't trust the Astros right now, and I trust the Texans. And it's amazing where they've come in a short time.
Think about it. Why would you trust them at this point? Like, we get the success that they've had. We all have been here to experience it. We understand the background. But why? Like, this is back-to-back off seasons now that have either been botched or at the very least questionable on how they were handled. And we talk about Bagwell. He's the face of it. But it's not even like it's just Jeff Bagwell. Jim Crane right now has a brain trust of old fogey baseball players that are influencing the decisions and the folks that are actually supposed to be the decision makers. You use the word puppet, but you know, I would say figureheads. They feel like figureheads.
Listen,
right now.
Listen to Jeff Bagwell. This was after Abreu was signed, and this is him explaining to you why this is such a great move.
I'm just a voice of how I see baseball and how I see the other things in baseball that just aren't numbers. Numbers are important, don't get me wrong, but there's other things that matter, and that's part of the reason why Jose is a perfect fit.
Okay, thanks, sir. Then when the struggles happened, he said, look at the baseball card. And then yesterday, this was a low point. I think Ari Alexander asked the question. This was Joe Espada. Keep in mind, Jeff Bagwell said that Jose Abreu was going to be fine because you could look at the back of the baseball card. Said about Montero. Here was Joe Espada yesterday being asked by KPRC why he's confident that Jose Abreu is going to be good.
History, you know, the back of his baseball card.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks, Puppet. Thanks, Puppet. Tell Kermit and Miss Piggy I said hey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's my question, though.
Ooh, so bad.
Because we had a big sample size of what Jose Abreu was last year, and there were warning signs. And it killed momentum, and I think the spirit of the Astros has been crushed by it. Is there anything that the Texans could ignore that would put them in position, maybe not this costly, but put them in position to ignoring something that they had like a whole sample size of last year and they just decide to roll with it? I'll start with Damian Pierce and Jalen Petrie, because Damian Pierce last year was unplayable. Unplayable. Like, that's not me making something up. Like, they couldn't play him. They didn't trust him. Jalen Petrie got benched at one point. Is it possible that the Texans, as they head into the draft, that they perhaps ignore those types of things and we find ourselves, what are we, 1/8 into the season? So a couple games into the Texans season, we find ourselves saying, damn, maybe we should have taken into account what we saw in 2023, and it could have prevented us from deja effing vooing in 2024.
The names you mentioned off top were Damian Pierce and Jalen Petrie. That didn't surprise me, but I thought another one was coming. I thought a different one was coming. I'll throw at you. Titus Howard. You know, like, to me, that's one. I think last year is actually an example of it more so than anything, and it's something to put a pin in for next year, because I know you and Lopez and many others have their questions on, like, how good of a player is this exactly, especially since, you know, they had him playing out of position for as long as they did last year. But to me, last year is an example. Him playing guard, it's not like we had never seen him play guard before. He had done that before and not been good, and they still thought it wise to put him there, or that he was their most versatile offensive lineman and could actually play there. And to me, that it's just a blind spot. That would be one. It ain't the football card. I don't know. It can't be tape. I don't know exactly what it is that makes them think that, his size or what. But this idea that Titus Howard is anything but a tackle, that for me has to end. Like, we've got to be done with it. Got to be done with that. Like, if Titus Howard is, you know, for whatever reason, not good enough to still play tackle, then you need a new tackle. If you don't have the left guard situation figured out, it ain't Titus Howard as the answer. You need to figure out something else at left guard. Like, that to me feels like a blind spot for them.
Yeah, I don't think you can base it on investment.
Oh, and I hope they don't.
Yeah, I don't either, but I always hear people bring up the investment thing, and it's like, man, that should matter. Especially on a team like this where there's no significant salaries, but the investment doesn't matter. I mean, I do think it matters with Abreu. I do think the fact they're paying him damn near $20 million, I do think that has some reasoning on top of not really building much depth. But yeah, there it is. On the text line, 281, Landry, you really don't like him, huh? Why the hell would I like Joe Espada? Like, honestly, like, even if you just want to not have like a strong opinion on it, why would I like Joe Espada?
He was a likable dude before that comment yesterday. He's a nice guy. I told you that earlier.
What's likable about him?
I told you, he's a nice guy.
Who gives a damn?
I'm just saying.
Did you like David Culley?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I liked him a lot.
Yeah, I'm just basing him on performance. Like, why?
Well, that's different.
What's there to like about Joe Espada? Why would you like him? What's so good about Joe Espada?
Yeah. Nice guy.
He interviewed with some squads. That's sick. How many wanted? How many hired him? How many jobs did he get offered?
You didn't like him before he had coached a damn game. So
I don't like lazy hires. I don't like lazy hires. I'm not a fan of that. I support.
But that would also be a Jim Crane slash Astros brain trust issue.
I support being proactive. I support being proactive. That's what I support. I support proactive adjustments, proactive stuff. But what? Why would I like Joe Espada? What's there to like? He's cool. He's nice. That's cool. I don't need a nice guy.
The people in the clubhouse like him.
Okay. I'm sure they do. I like my substitute teacher that comes in and I can spit wads all day too and read my comic book. I love that. I mean, have you ever heard someone in school say, yeah, I hate that. Oh, damn, we got that substitute. We got Mr. Johnson coming in looking like Poindex going up to the class and spit wads and notes are being passed around and I'm not getting my work done and I fail a test because the guy doesn't get me ready.
I mean, you explaining
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you like that guy.
Yeah.
You do.
That's what Joe Espada is.
So, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Likeable dude. Yeah. Likeable dude. But 6-14, repeating.
Baseball card.
Repeating tired-ass tropes. About like the base. You know what bothered me most about it? It's not even that he repeated it, but the fact that he repeated it shows that he didn't.
That's a talking point.
Or that he didn't think that was just as ridiculous as the rest of us. You know, like, I don't know if he's been ordered to regurgitate that, but the fact that he would means that he either has been ordered to or he just simply thought that that was a dope line. And it ain't. It ain't, dude. Like, that hit for you?
Baseball card.
That troubles me.
That's the new It All Matters for me. And I bringing it full circle, the Texans, whenever they were at their lowest point, and the Astros aren't going to get that low. I don't think. And if they do, it's going to be a few years away. But when the Texans were at their lowest point, they had some bald, sociopathic, schematic POS wandering around putting TJ Maxx signs all over the place, doing things and then wiping his hands of it, having his cake and eating it too, having other guys take the fall. Like, I'm talking about Joe Espada right now. It all started with Bagwell and Crane. And his thing was, it all matters. He had it on the scoreboard. And really, what it all matters really meant is, I can say that it all matters because the most significant things that I'm screwing up, I can blame other people. That's what the baseball card thing is now. It's not, and here's the thing about a baseball card, and I think this is the most symbolic thing about the Astros. And we'll get into the Texans. Should wide receiver be in play? What wide receivers would be worth taking at 42? We'll get into that in a sec. But here's the reality, and this is why the baseball card thing is kind of symbolic of where the Astros were at. Because there's no denying what the Astros have done for us recently. But that's the past.
Yeah.
When you look at a baseball card, it's telling you about the past.
Yeah.
It's not telling you about the future. It's telling you about the past.
And they were also popularized in a time where you didn't always have real-time stats that could tell you about the present and help you predict the future.
And that's the thing that is wild is did Joe Espada go buy a box of 2023 Tops and just completely ignore the 2023 season? Like what baseball, did he get the baseball card before? Is this the pack that they handed out on opening day last season?
Dude, you joking, but you're hitting on something.
No, I'm just saying, like where's
no, what, real talk, honestly, when Jeff Bagwell said it, I thought it was just a talking point. It was just like a throwaway line. Like, we laughed at it. We were like, that, you know, that's weird, whatever. But now that Joe Espada has repeated it, now I've got the visual. Like, I'm just picturing them with a laminated baseball card just going through their damn baseball card book. Like that's the picture I have now. Just like Joe Espada, Jim Crane, and Jeff Bagwell, and Reggie Jackson just in a room flipping through baseball cards. That's what's running your team right now.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
It sucks. It's not fun. Coming up next, wide receiver. When does wide receiver make sense at 42? You look at it now, you think it looks good, but wide receiver. A few names to keep an eye on when it comes to the Texans potentially adding even more talent at the wide receiver position next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.